Bank of Clark County is making it easy to give to local charities. We're featuring a different one at each of our Bank of Clark County locations. To find out how you can support their good work, visit our website at www.bankofclark.bank or follow us on our social media channels and the hashtag GiveWithBOCC. Bank of Clark County. Member FDIC.
September 21st, 2022. Havecast 351, episode 351. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Woman was dead in South Carolina department store for 4 days before her body was found, police say. When I was a store manager and assistant store manager, I didn't climb that high up the corporate ladder, but textbook procedure would be before you lock any doors, before you open any registers, you make sure everyone is completely out of the store, and that includes checking the bathroom. So for a lady to go unnoticed dead in a bathroom for 4 whole days is a complete breakdown. South Carolina police say a woman died in the public bathroom of a Columbia department store, but her body was not found for 4 days. The woman, who appears to be in her early 60s, was found dead in a bathroom stall at the Belk department store in Columbiana Center, a shopping mall in the city's northwest neighborhood, Columbia Police Department Deputy Police Chief Melvin Kelly told USA Today. In the body decomposition timeline, she falls into stage 2, 3 to 5 days after death. The body starts to bloat and blood-containing foam leaks from the mouth and nose. It also states the microorganisms and bacteria produce extremely unpleasant odors called putrefaction. These odors often alert others that a person has died and can linger long after a body has been removed. At 60 plus years old, I'm going to assume that as soon as 2 days in, it was already starting to get ripe in there. The woman was found in a single stall bathroom with the door locked, police said, and a cleaning cart was found outside the restroom. So far, police have not released the woman's identity, but the store on Wednesday identified her as Bessie Durham to USA Today. The woman's body was found after family members called police Monday and reported their mother missing, Kelly said. Their family said their mother was last seen September 15th, headed to work at the store, Kelly said. Nobody thought it was a little odd that maybe she didn't punch out for her last shift, nor was she seen the next day, and that her cart hadn't moved outside of the same spot she was last seen for a whole week. I'm curious, because maybe at some point during this timeline, she could have been resuscitated with the proper medical attention. At that same time, officers got a call from the store across town reporting a body that had been found, Kelly said Wednesday. So far, a preliminary investigation found no signs of foul play in the woman's death, the Lexington County Coroner's Office reported. The autopsy will determine her cause and manner of death, official said. Over the 4 days the body was in the bathroom, the store was open for business, Kelly said. Detectives are investigating whether anyone was negligent. Damn right, there was a whole lot of negligence. That bathroom stall was occupied for 4 days straight with the same cleaning supplies from the lady that you haven't seen or heard from for 4 days straight right outside of the door. We're working with the store and to find out what their process of shutting down and closing the store is. Like I said earlier, you're supposed to check the bathrooms and anywhere else that's not always easily visible. Belk spokesperson Jessica Rolick told USA Today Durham provided housekeeping services through an outside contractor company that provides cleaning services for the store. That's not an excuse for that woman to go unnoticed 4 days straight, even if she comes in after everything is shut down, as most cleaning services do. First and foremost, we send our deepest condolences to the family of Bessie Durham, who was found inside a family restroom at our Columbiana Center location, Rolick said. We are actively working to piece together what happened. Meanwhile, we have also made counselors available to associates seeking support. The business was shut down for a period of time while police investigated the crime scene. As of Wednesday, it was again open to the public. Next up, Libby Adame and Alicia Galaz plead not guilty to Carissa Rajpal murder and illegal butt injections death. First off, I want to say we love you. You're fine. You're perfect the way you are. But if for any reason you want to make changes, that's okay. We still love you. 100%, 1000%. Just please make sure you do the proper research. Go to people who are not going to cut corners so you can walk away safe and satisfied. That's the key, to walk away safe and satisfied. That being said, don't go for the 2-for-1 deal. You get a free taco platter with every procedure. A California mother and daughter accused of killing a woman in a buttocks augmentation procedure pleaded not guilty to murder on Tuesday. Libby Adame, 52, and her daughter Alicia Galaz, 24, are charged with murder after 26-year-old Carissa Rajpal died during an illegal plastic surgical procedure. The mother and daughter are also charged with 3 felony counts of practicing medicine without certification. Who snatches up their daughter and says, hey, we're going to start up a family business. What are we going to do? We're going to do hair? We're going to do nails? No, we're going to sell butts. Like oranges on the side of the freeway. Adame and Galaz were arrested last year for the woman's October 2019 death at a private home. You're working out of your house, which is most likely an unsterilized facility. That is the first red flag. The pair used social media to advertise their low-rate 2-for-1 cash-based operation, according to authorities, and we validate parking. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office ruled Rajpal's death a homicide. She died from acute cardiopulmonary dysfunction and intravascular silicone injections, records from the coroner's office show. I thought they stopped using silicone. I thought they went to saline because it's safer in case of a rupture. Let me know if I'm wrong. Rajpal had moved from South Africa to Los Angeles to pursue a career in the adult film industry and had 2 similar buttocks procedures before her fatal one. What, there isn't a fitting room for butts or something? Like you can't try it on first, take it for a test drive before you get the work done? The Los Angeles Police Department said after the arrest that the procedure involved the injection of an uncontained liquid silicone substance directly into the buttocks to make them appear bigger. That sounds terrible. Police said injecting uncontained silicone into the body can result in it entering the bloodstream and creating embolisms that can lead to serious illness or death. The first thing that came to my mind was cancer. When complications arose during the procedure, Adame and Galaz dialed 911 and left Rajpal at the scene. First responders arrived and transported Rajpal to the hospital, where she later died that same day. The suspects fled the scene without identifying or informing the paramedics of the cosmetic procedure for proper life-saving protocols to be initiated. As a result, the victim died in an emergency room with tending physicians unaware of the silicone injection, police said in a statement. That might just be second-degree murder. Oh, there she is, kids. Put that face on a Halloween mask. See if you don't win best in show. You can take one look at that lady's face and tell that she has no idea what the hell she's doing. Suspect Adame and Galaz are a mother and daughter team that performed these inherently unsafe and FDA unapproved cosmetic buttocks augmentations. Neither are a licensed medical provider in California, and their clients were recruited through Instagram. The statement continued. Adame and Galaz are free on bond and are due back in court on November 3rd, when a hearing will then be scheduled to determine if there is enough evidence for the case to head to trial. Next up, Ohio man accused of claiming to be an African prince convicted on federal fraud charges. Not the Nigerian prince scam. An Ohio man accused of pretending to be a Ghanaian prince in order to defraud investors between 2014 and 2020 in a complicated business scheme is now facing 2 decades in prison after he was convicted by a federal jury. The Nigerian prince scam is when someone tells you that they are a person of utmost importance, they're royalty, they're an ambassador, they're some sort of diplomat, and their money is tied up in some type of issue. If you will only donate X amount of dollars, I will reward you with this much money and it sounds too good to be true? Yeah, because it always is. This sounds like they might have made a few adjustments, but the skeleton, the bones of the scam is still the same. Dow Harrison, 44, was convicted on 10 charges following a 10-day trial, including wire fraud, witness tampering, mail fraud, and conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. The Dayton, Ohio man was found responsible for defrauding investors for the church he ran with his stepfather by claiming to be a prince from Ghana. Let me get this straight. A prince from Ghana landed in Dayton, Ohio, and he's here to make you a whole lot of money, right? That's exactly how it sounds. According to prosecutors, Harrison told investors he had direct connections with companies in the African nation and could get them an investment return of 28 to 33%. You were so greedy, you didn't notice that that was a ridiculous number. At the time of his May 2020 indictment, he was accused of defrauding 14 investors who collectively provided him with over $800,000. The indictment says Harrison and his stepfather, Robert Shelley Harrison, said they were religious ministers affiliated with a nonprofit limited liability company, which sounds like a bunch of BS, Powerhouse of Prayer Ministries. They had a bunch of suckers on the line and they was just feeding them and reeling them in at the same time. Founded by his stepfather, they held services throughout Dayton and Southwest Ohio, as well as in Parker, Colorado. Using an alias, Harrison solicited investors to pay into what he claimed to be African trucking operations and diamond mining enterprises. As soon as he brought diamonds into the picture, those people were probably already throwing their checkbooks at him. He reportedly withdrew thousands of dollars from the church's bank accounts within days of receiving investments. Harrison and his stepfather then used the money to enrich themselves and fund items like cars, airplane tickets, hotel rooms, and rental in Colorado and more. Prosecutors say Harrison faces up to 20 years in prison. A sentencing date has not been set. His stepfather, Robert Harrison, is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. His jury trial is set for December 5th. Fun show, fun show, fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.
Take advantage of Johnson & Johnson's Winter Wellness event and get rewarded. It pays to be prepared for the season. Get sweet deals from Johnson & Johnson's Winter Wellness event now through December 3rd. If you purchase $15 or $25 of participating products at BJ's, you can get a $5 or $10 reward. Plus, you can even enter to win a Visa Rewards card. Purchase at BJ's, upload your receipt, and choose your reward. It pays to be prepared at BJ's.
Some people celebrate the holidays, but you dominate the holidays. You deck the halls, the mantle, and anything else that will stand still. You deserve a bold cold brew that's as festive as you. Topped with creamy cookie butter cold foam, covered in cookie butter crumbles, and perfectly pairable with our new cookie butter donut, Dunkin's Cookie Butter Cold Brew is a delicious match for your decked out domination. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.